We're visiting with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, how are you?
I'm well.
Let's talk about selective functional movement assessment. What is that?
It's a mouthful is what it is, right? SFMA is short for selective functional movement assessment. Essentially what it is a new tool that we have implemented. And this is Gray Cook, a physical therapist, came up with this, and it's a way for us to just simply assess movement, okay? It's now part of our examination, and what we do is take you through a series of 7 full body movements tests that are designed to assess your functional patterns of movement. And so what that means is we're trying to determine where you might have some mobility issues or where you might have some stability issues. And what essentially it does, Scott, it's like a flow chart. And it drives us in different directions. So if we determine, you know, you're weight bearing, you have some thoracic spine issues, and once we lie you down, some things might change. It might kind of lead us to another path where we might want to look a little more into hip involvement. But essentially what it is, it's now part of our examination process. I've always been a big fan, and I've talked about in the past, of the art of diagnosis and the importance of an extensive examination. So many times I feel like that we go to the doctor, you go to a chiropractor, PT, or whomever it may be, and you leave and you're like, I don't even know what my problem is. Okay. And so if you're not real sure what the problem is, you might want to second guess if they know what the problem is. And so first off, I think it's very important. It's paramount to determine what's your diagnosis. Okay. So if it's low back pain, what kind of low back pain? And so obviously the pain generator's in the low back, but is it a disc issue? Is it a facet problem? Something nasty? Is it something more serious where you need a referral? So I think most importantly, we figure out what the problem is, and that SFMA kind of drives us in the right direction. It's used in conjunction with our traditional examination where we do orthopedic, neurological, range of motion, palpation, all that good stuff. If we need any kind of imaging, MRI, x-ray, we can do that as well. But so this is just kind of another tool that we use, and it's been very effective in treating musculoskeletal complaints with our patients. You know, it gives us an idea of where they might have some limitations in other parts of their body. You know, related to low back pain, you know, typically patients, it's the number one reason folks come in this office is low back pain. And I want to determine if there's something nasty or underlying going on in the low back. And once I kind of clear that there's not anything that would require referral, then I'm going to move them into this SFMA examination to test function and movement, okay? And it might lead me to their upper back or maybe below the low back where the hips are. And it might, you know, it might show that they have some limitations related to mobility. So, you know, a lot of times along with the low back, we're going to be working on that upper back and the hips to increase some mobility to take some of the load off the low back. So a lot being said there, it's essentially just a tool that we use in conjunction with our other examination procedures to comprehensively diagnose the patient and to give us a proper roadmap on what to treat.
So 7 full body movement tests. What's that look like? Are you going to put me through a workout?
No, not at all. We're just going to check kind of basic movement patterns. Okay. How do you flex forward? How do you extend? How do you rotate? Okay. How do you squat and so forth? And so with each one of these top tier movement patterns, okay, first thing I'm going to be concerned with is anything that we do, you've got to tell me if you hurt. Okay. And if you have pain, then we're done right there. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit deeper with some of the medical background to determine, okay, is there anything nasty there that warrants some further workup? Okay, but once we can clear you, if you have, let's say you're dysfunctional in forward flexion, okay, a lot of us can't bend over and touch our toes, but the first thought is, oh, you have tight hamstrings. That's not always the case. I mean, you might have poor hip mobility, okay? You might have a mechanical barrier that will not allow you to bend over and touch your toes. You might have poor core stability, or you might be weak throughout your trunk. You don't have the ability to stabilize and move. A lot of times, Scott will have a patient try to just simply bend over and touch their toes. I'm not only looking to see if they can touch their toes. I'm checking for quality of movement. But, you know, they're unable to do it. I lie them down and have them bring like the single leg raise, just bring a leg up. And then all of a sudden they can bring that leg up to like 80 degrees. Well, that's kind of weird. So they can flex and move properly lying down, but they can't do it standing up. So that will take their hamstring out of it. And that'll tell me, okay, let's figure out why they're able to do that lying down, but they're unable to do that standing up. And it just provides me with data and information that allows me to maybe take them down that flow chart, you know, to treat the appropriate region. Now, don't forget, this all ties us back into, you know, they came in with a chief complaint, you know, the low back pain. And this is just used as a tool to properly diagnose and figure out if they have some other limitations in other body parts.
Selective functional movement assessment, another one of the tools available at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Sean Riley, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Scott.